帮助我们，赐给我们能力，为我们塑造，以致我们可以成为一个好的圣子。感谢主，祷告奉主耶稣基督的
名。阿门。
Lord, this morning that we come before you as a sheep on your pasture.
我们亲爱的主，我们就是像草场上的羊啊，来到你的面前。
And for you are God.
因为你是神。
And Lord, that may you come and fill the land. May you come and fill your lamb.
呀，我们求你真是来啊，喂养你的群羊。
And Lord, that we overcome because by your blood.
因为我们能够得胜是因着你的宝血。
We overcome because of your word.
因为我们也能够得胜是因为你的话。
And we are able to overcome because of your life.
因为我们也是能够得胜因为实在你自己的生命。
So Lord, may your spirit fill this place.
我们求主你的灵来充满我们这个地方。
May you comfort every aching heart.
真是你的平安恩安慰我们每一个渴慕的心。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
请坐，弟兄姐妹。
Let's turn to two Bible passages. First is in Psalm 141, verse 1 and 2. Thank you, Jackie.
我们请一起来看圣经，好，我们是在诗篇。
So would you please turn to your version or language that most convenient to you, and then we read it together.
你可以打开你自己的圣经的版本，我们一起一起来读。
And if you find somebody else who is around you who does not have a Bible or who needs help, please lend them a hand.
如果你坐在你旁边，他如果他没有圣经的话，你可以
Wonderful, fantastic.
很好，我们也打在上面哈。
Okay, let's read it together in unison. It's okay that we can have Mandarin and English all together.
让我们一起来用中文也好，英文也好，我们可以一起来齐声的念。
Okay, let's read it together.
让我们一起读。
A Psalm of David. O Lord, I call upon you, hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to you. Let my prayer be counted as an incense before you.So, let my prayer be counted as incense before you. Here it says.
让我的祷告能够像香一样的呈现在你的面前。
And then let's go to the second passage in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 14.
让我们再来读第二段圣经，是在历代志上，我们要22章的14节。
Okay, and we'll read it together.
让我们一起来念。
Now behold,With the great pains I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond weight, for they are in great quantity. Also timber and stone I have prepared, and you may add to them. Okay, so we'll read our passages for now.
好，我们先就念圣经就念到这里。
Thank you, Jackie.And so this morning, my burden with the brother and sister is on this topic of near my God to thee.
弟兄姐妹们，我今天早上的负担在这里需要跟大家一起分享与你更亲的神。
And in fact, I have trouble come up with the theme.
我确实很困难，怎么样到底定这个题目。
And in fact,as you probably aware that this theme is taken from a hymn.
你知道这个我们这个题目在出来的话也是从一个诗歌里面。
Because there's a line that within that hymn, called "Near My God to Thee," says that so by my woes, to be near my God to Thee. Oh, so by my woes, to be near my God to Thee.
他这首诗歌也是从这个里面有一个歌词叫做我从我的忧苦之中哈来建立这个伯特利。
So what woes do you have?
就是 我们当中谁，我们有没有其他的我们的苦难呢？
You see, affliction, misery, depressions, are part of human experience.
我们讲到我们的困苦或者我们的抑郁啊，还有我们的苦难啊，都是我们人生当中我们都会遇到的。
And I remember one year I was in Taipei during Lunar New Year.
记得我有一年在台湾台北过这个中国的农历年。
And then most of the streets are deserted. And there's nobody around.
这个时候街上已经好像很空荡荡，没有什么人了。
Yet I found there is a street vendor selling a sandwich.
但是呢，我还是看到有一个在街上卖三明治的。
And then there is a grandma who is selling homegrown vegetables.
还有一个是一个老奶奶，她在在卖她家里面生产的这个蔬菜。
We as Christians, we are not immune to afflictions.
我们虽然是基督徒，但是我们对我们所不会免遭好像困难困苦。
We are not giving a hall pass that once we are saved, there's no more pain and suffering.
好像不会，我们不会得到一个一个票，或者一个权利，我们能够基督徒受洗了之后，我们就没有任何的痛苦了。
God did not bubble wrap us in a nursery so that we will not experience any heartaches.
好像神不会把我们放在一个温房里面。让我们免除一些这些很艰难的一些环境。
We are not promised that we'll live a pain-free life until He comes.
我们也不会得到一个应许，我们过了这一生没有任何的痛苦，一直到他来都不会有。
And sometimes that, we experience hardship as we fell into a pit.
有的时候我们碰到一些真是艰难，好像就像我们掉了一个坑里一样。
And we thought that this supposed to be only a pit stop, but yet it lasts for years.
但有的时候我们自己可能以为也只是一瞬间的事情，好像一会儿，但是没想到有的时候真是可以拖到一年的长之久。
So what could possibly Christian sufferings cross path?With God's purpose.
到底我们基督徒我们所受的苦难和神的旨意有什么的焦点呢？
And I'm not only referring to the wrongs that have been done to you, but also the wrongs you have done to others.
我在这里讲的不仅仅是别人使你受痛苦，那常常也就是我们使别人来受痛苦。
Last night I talked about Jacob. This morning I would like to share with you about David.
昨天晚上我跟大家一起分享了雅各，今天呢，我要跟大家一起来分享大卫。
You see, David to me is different from other biblical characters such as Job, Daniel, or Noah.
大卫他这个角色在圣经里面，他不像其他的约伯、那个但以理，还有挪亚。
I felt there's something that I can relate to him.
我觉得好像他这个人 我自己好像跟他有一些方面的联系起来。
For he not only suffered for being in the right, but he also suffered for being in the wrong and failed miserably.
因为他受苦，不但是因为他自己是做的正直受苦，他也是因为自己他犯了错误而也更受苦。
If he ever comes across with his psalms, and we knew that the,Some of the backgrounds that he wrote, that under the background that he wrote these psalms.
我们知道，我们读他的诗篇的时候，我们有知道了解他的背景，这个诗篇的背景的时候。
So, for example, that when he was in the land of Philistines, and then he, in order to escape from Abimelech, that he pretend that he was mad.
Yeah, 这个时候他有一篇诗篇里面讲到他在菲利士人的地方的时候他描写他在那里装疯。
And then he pretend that, you know, he mark random stuff on the door, And his spit fell down his beard.
这个时候，他在这里做了一些不寻常手动，他的手上在墙上画和装封，然后包括他的口水啊，或者从胡须上面流下来。
That is hardly a picture of a king that one would imagine.
所以这个很难想象，这是一个王的一个样子哈。
Yet he wrote in Psalm 34, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, saves those who are a contrite spirit."
诗篇三十四里面有他有写到，耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
Or when he went to Bathsheba and the prophet Nathan went to him.
当大卫哈。他与那个八十八同室的时候，这个先知拿单来到他的面前。
And then he said, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, you will not despise."
他大卫写的这首诗就说：“神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。”
And there are psalms after psalms that when he was in the wilderness, when he was hiding Saul in the cave, when he was running for his life like a refugee, that he, under those circumstances, he wrote many of psalms.
也有许多他在躲避他自己的躲在山洞里的时候躲避仇敌的追捕，他时候也写了许许多多的诗篇。
I think the psalm that Jackie projected for us earlier on Psalm 141, it could be a summation of those experiences.
我们刚才我们读的诗篇141篇，可以说也是他向神面前的一个总结哈，一个交代。
I say it could be because I don't know for sure, but it was the Holy Spirit plays Psalm 141 toward the end.Of the book of Psalms.
因为特别这个圣灵哈，把这个诗篇141篇放在整个诗篇的将近的后面阶段。
And it says, "Let my prayer be counted as incense before you."
他说讲的让我的祷告能够像香一样的呈现在你的面前。
And this also echoed in Book of Revelation. It says, "The golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints."
这也是正是在启示录里面同样的一个回应，一个祷告，就是盛满了这个香的一个金碗，这就是众这个香就是众圣徒的祷告。
And it's true that James also said that if any is any among you afflicted, let him pray.
也是在雅各书里面说到，如果你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告。
So we see there is a connection betweenPrayer, suffering, and incense.
所以我们可以看到这里面有个联系，我们一个祷告和一个受苦，还有一个呢是香。
So in order to talk about incense, I would like to give you a brief background about the tabernacle.
所以光讲到我们讲的香的时候，我想给你们一点稍微关于这个会幕的一些背景。
So imagine yourself is a priest in the Old Testament.
假想你是在旧约的时候你是祭司。
And you walk through the entrance, which is from the east to west in the tabernacle.
因为在这个会幕的时候你是祭司，然后假设是从东走向西。
And then you first you pass the altar of the sacrifice, the altar, the brazen altar.
所以你会经过这个叫做香坛哈，铜香坛，铜祭坛。
And then you pass the laver of washing.
然后你经过洗濯盆。
And then you pass, and then you enter into the holy place.
然后你进入圣所。
Now it's getting a little bit dark because the holy place is only lit by the lampstand.
那个时候应该光线会比较暗，那个时候的所有的光只有光从蜡烛里面出来。
And then on your right hand side or the north side, you have the table of showbread.
是你在北面这一侧你有陈设饼。
On the left hand side, yeah, on the left side or south side, you have the lampstand.
你在这个左边或者是南边这一边，你是有那个金灯台。
And right before you enter into the Holy of Holies, which you can only enter once a year by the high priest, there is the altar of incense.
所以在你进入这个至圣所之前的时候，那个至圣所是每年大祭司只能进一次的时候，那个前面有一个叫做金香炉。
And you don't hear the crying of the animals or the hustling and bustling of people who are offering sacrifice.
因为你在那里是不能听见哈。
No, you cannot. Yeah, no, you don't hear.
Yeah, 你不能听见那个时候的动物的一些或者被献祭的动物的一些声音。
In that dimly lit place.That you are overcame by the smell or the fumigation of the incense.
So, 你这个时候所能够闻到的就是这个香所发出来的香气。
And here you arrive right before the veil that which takes you into the Holy of Holies where the ark resides.
来，然后正是要来进入到这个幔子，要打开的幔子，进入这个至圣所的时候。
So we know that the burning of incense and the altar of incense is a very last stop before you enter into the ark.
所以我们可以看到，这个金香炉正是在你最后进入至圣所之前的最后一项一个就器家具了在里面。
Now the incense.In the book of Acts, chapter 30, has a very descriptive way of how the incense should be made.
So, we in the Exodus, when we talk about this incense, it describes the production of this incense.
Now, I'm about to pronounce some words are difficult, and I don't trust the AI pronunciation.
下面我要讲的这些词的发音的话。是比较难的，我也相信这个 AI 这个人工智能也不能读得对。
So maybe I'm going to ask, people like Matthew or Esther to help me out if I pronounce it wrong.
我可能要也许要问我们的马太哈，马太或者是 Esther 哈，能不能读得对不对
？So these are the key ingredients of making the incense.
这里就是下面有几个是关键的，它的里面的一些材料，做成香的。
Stecte, onycha, and goblum.
中文就翻译成拿他弗、施洗列、洗利比拿
，and with pure frankincense.
还有一个净的乳香。
Frankincense, we all.More familiar than those other ingredients.
像这个乳香的话，我们可能大家都还比较熟悉哈，比刚才我们讲的三个比较熟悉些。
So let me turn your attention to frankincense because it'll make more sense later.
我们先来看这个乳香因为我们觉得这个非常容易接受。
Now frankincense is harvested through a tree called boswellia trees.
它这个乳香哈，它是收取的时候是通过一个树哈，一种树来收取的。
And this boswellia tree is not common.
这个树呢，叫 boswellia tree， 我们叫不要翻译成什么，它不是那么常见的。
I don't know if they have it in India, but
不知道印度有没有哈。
But they are a hardy plant.
它是非常一种叫做能够在艰难的环境里面所种植出来。
And some of them actually grew out of rock.
有的时候可以从石头里面长出来。
And this is how frankincense is harvested.
这就是我们这个乳香是从这样的一个植物里面所。
And so a experienced farmer will take a chisel like tool to tap on the tree.
所以我们他。种植的人哈，他如果取这个料的话，他就用一种锥子，那打到这个树里面去。
And then, in fact, he or she caused the tree some injury, so he's tapping on the side.
也就是这个镯子样子的东西哈，它能够使这个树呢受伤。
So it's like somebody cut your skin, and your skin, your blood will come out to have scab. and then to protect your skin.
很像，就是我们有的时候不小心，我们手下切到了，然后血流出来，但是它会揭盖，揭了盖的时候，它来保护这个这个皮肤。
So these teardrop-like sap or it will harden become like a resin.
所以就很像就这种眼泪或者汗一样流出来，然后它是这个浆质哈，是做成这个乳香的材料。
And then the farmer will collect them.
这个植树的他们就来收集这些流出来的汁。
And they will have a semi-transparent a tear-like shape, and then they'll put in the back.
所以它样子呢有半透明的。样子有点像一个一粒的眼泪那么那种形状来收集。
Today, a grade A, frankincense, it costs $6,000 per liter.
现在如果是顶级的哈，它就顶级的这个这个乳香，它是一个 liter 哈。一公升要六千美金哈。
If I'm correct, I think a liter is about a quarter of a gallon. Right?
A liter 啊 ，liter 要四点几克。
It's less.
大概是
smaller than a gallon.
大概半加仑不到一点，一个这个一升哈一升。
So is an expensive material.
是非常一个贵重的一个材料。
So in what ways?That the incense is like a prayer.
So, from 哪方面来看，我们把这祷告能够比喻成一个香呢？
The word frankincense came from the root word heart.
所以讲到这个乳香的话，也就是从这个字根呢，是从这个心开始。
And one of the ingredients that we read earlier, astaxanthin, that is is a drop or An oozing substance.
我们前面讲到一个，就是叫拿他福，它相当于也是一种挤出来的一种沉淀，有点像沉淀物一样物质的东西。
It's just like how the part of the process of harvesting frankincense.
就跟那个乳香的收取是很像的。
And onycha is a it's a describing a concoction of sound.
另外一个叫做施洗列，它的字根的意思好像是一种声音的意思。
The sound of something is being teared off, like a tree, the skin of a tree is being teared off.
这个声音好像就像
torn off,
就像一个树的树皮好像被拉下来、被撕开来的那个声音。
And、finally, the gum is a aromatic gum.Resin from a plant.
讲到另外一种，第三种就是洗利比拿，它也是一种从植物里面提炼出来的一种塑胶。
And I think it's quite amazing that these ingredients are not only essential to make an incense.
特别感到奇妙的是，这些三种这种材料，它是不但是作为这个。做香的里面的关键的材料。
But they also describe the process, the cycle of how it is harvested.
它也同样来预表了一个他们整个这个收取的一个经过的一个过程。
I see that our Heavenly Father is that skilled tapper.
我们可以看到我们的天父在这里，他是一个来收取的一个非常有技能的收取者。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every one that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bring forth more fruit. I said the farmer has to be a skilled tapper because if you don't know how to tap the boswellia tree, you may kill it.
所以我们讲到这个农夫的话，他也必须要一个非常有经验的一个收取材料的者，要不然的话，会把这树都砍死了。
Because the wholesale market going by $6,000 per liter, so a lot of untrained tappers try to make a quick buck by also tapping the tree.
当然这个是6000块钱才一生那么昂贵，所以许多的人他没有很好训练的人，他们也要想去很快的赚钱，所以他们也常常会去来收取这样的材料。
But if you do in such way without the tree to recover, the tree will die.
如果你是这样的急急忙忙的去做，没有让树能够恢复的时候，这个树就会死掉。
But thank God that our Lord knows what He is doing. He prunes it so we may bear more fruit.
所以我们感谢神，他知道他怎么做，所以他是在这里修剪他能够让结出更多的果实来。
When I read Psalm 58 and I see as if how the drops from these trees are collected.
我们也是从这个诗篇58里面哈来讲到怎么样收取这个这些材料。
For David wrote, "You number my wandering, oh, put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book?" Psalm 56, per se.
Yeah. Yeah, 他就讲到David 他自己他是多次的流离流荡哈，他也知道他神你都在纪念我，你也把我的眼泪也装在瓶子里，这些皮带里面放在皮带里面，这不都是也记在你的册子上面吗
？Indeed, he has torn, he will heal us. He has stricken, he will bind us up.
他撕裂我们，他也医治；他打伤了我们。
After 2 days, he will bring us to life, and the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight.
过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他也必使我们兴起。
And I wonder that in some of the psalms that David wrote, that it has the title, "Do Not Destroy."
我们也看到大卫他写的有一些诗。他前面有小题目，他说休要毁坏。
And I don't know if that is the tempo is slow or fast.
但我不知道那个曲子的调子它是比较慢，是慢呢还是快
？Upbeat or mellow，
或者是跳跃的，或者是比较温柔的。
But I do wonder when David titled the psalm "Do Not Destroy."He had in mind that, "Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. In the shadow of your wings, I will make my hiding place till these great troubles pass by."
我们讲到这个大卫他的写的诗的里面题目，其中有这个休要毁坏的时候，我们知道他在这里呼求神施恩于我，施恩于我。
And Psalms, the title that do not destroy, as if his prayer ascends to God like incense out of time of difficulties.
也是这样的休要毁坏，也是这个诗来献到神的面前，求他的大怜悯。
I'm sorry. What time do we end the meeting?
多了11:30。
Okay, good. So David not only he has this.Desire, out of necessity, to draw close to him in the time of difficulties.
大卫，我们看到他是特别在这个艰难的时刻时候的时候相处的时候，他总是要与神更加的亲近。
But like Psalm says that, "Draw me, we will run after you."
正是像诗篇所说的，你来吸引我们，让我们来跟随你。
And he want the whole nations.To follow, to run after him, also.
Yeah, 这是大卫他也是想要整个他们的国家、他们的民族一起来跟随神。
So once David become king, that he saw that God's tabernacle, as if that's still in a mobile home.
当大卫他做王之后，他看到神的会幕还是相当于是在这个。流动的移动的。
So he wants to build God a house.
所以他要为神建一个殿。
And in fact, he has long to desire to have God's house built.
因为他一直有个心愿，要为神建一个殿。
I think needed Needless for me to say that in many of his psalms, he talks about that there's one thing that he desired.
所以不需要我说，他的许多的诗歌里面就是说他有这样的一个意愿。
And he wants to pray in his temple.
因为他要为他建这个。
That he wants to hide in his temple.
他也要在这个殿里祷告，也要躲藏在这个殿里。
He wants to offer sacrifice and praises in his temple.
他要在这个殿里面献祭，也要在这里献上感恩。
And he wants to dwell in his courts.
他要在他的院内。
And so they are countless. There is a number of titles or verses in the psalm that David wrote that he wants to be with God where he is.
所以很多大卫的诗里面许多都讲到他就是要和神在一起。
Now, if someone would be qualified to build God a temple, I think a person like David will be it.
我认为如果谁有资格为神建这个殿的话，大卫应该是这一位。
After all, he's a man after God's own heart.
因为实在他是那个合神心意的人。
But guess what's said to him?Guess what God replied to him?
但是可以想象，但是神是怎么样回答他的呢？
God says no.
因为神说不。
In 2 Samuel chapter 7 says, Shall you build me a house for my dwelling?
神跟他说，你要为我建一个殿吗？
I have never asked anyone, Why don't you build me a house? If I did, I would have done so already.
我从来没有要任何人要 为我建一个殿。
You see, David, he was a shepherd boy, and then he became a warrior, and then from warrior, he became a king.
我们还记得大卫他是从一个牧羊的开始，然后成为一个勇士，然后从勇士又到了一个做了王。
And not just any king, but a great king.
他不但是一般的王，他是一个伟大的王。
And so God said to David,in a nutshell, I will establish your kingdom and your throne shall be established forever.
因为神跟他说，我要建你的宝座一直到永远。
David, no, not that you will build me a house. I will build you a house instead.
但是大卫，不是你要为我建个殿，我要建立你的家。
And so God promised David's son that he shall buildthat shall build a house for his name.
神答应大卫要让他的儿子来为神建这个殿。
I will be his father, and I will never leave him.
我是他的父，我永远不会离开他。
And this is God's promise to David.
这是神向大卫所应许的。
I think, Brother Nee used to say that he wrote this very famous line that if someone who is not allowed to be worked by God, that person cannot work for God.
尼弟兄有写过这样一句话哈，如果谁不愿意让神在他里面做工的话，神也不让他做工。
So may we have this desire and prayer and say, Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary.
我们常常也有这样的祷告，说你装备我，准备我，让我能够成为你的圣所。
Pure and holy, tried and true.
我们经过无论是圣洁和神圣哈。
With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
我们靠着感恩，让我们能够成为你的活的圣所。
It is true that when through the words of Isaiah, the Lord says, "Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool." Where would you build a house for me?
以赛亚书里面他们也讲到，天是我的宝座，我的座位；地是我的脚凳。
Where is the place of my rest?
但是你们要为我找何等殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？
For all those my hand has made and all those exist, says the Lord. But to this one I will look, to the afflicted and the contrite spirit, the one who trembles at my word.
所以这一切都是我手所造的，所以但我看顾的我看顾的却是虚心痛悔因我的话而战惊的人。
This one I will look to the afflicted and contrite spirit, and the one who trembles at my word.
就是这样的人，我所要看顾的，就是虚心痛悔，因我的话而战惊的人。
Toward the end of David's life, he told his son Solomon, who is being promised to build God a temple.
也是在大卫在接近他晚年的时候，他也跟他儿子所罗门讲，要指示他怎样的建这个耶和华的殿。
And earlier we read, the verse that he said to Solomon that, "Behold, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of for the Lord."
因为我们在前面读到，我们是大卫跟他儿子也说，我在我的苦难当中的时候，我在为神的殿做准备的工作。
In other versions, such as Darby, it says, "Behold, in my affliction, I have prepared the house of the Lord."
如果是达比他的那个英文版本，就讲到用的这个词呢是苦难。
In another version, it says, "With great pains, I have provided the house of the Lord."
另外一个版本也说到是在很大的伤痛当中。
Or low in my poverty, I have made ready for the costs of the house of the Lord.
还有另外就是说，在我的完全的贫困贫穷的时候。
Or in my poor strivings, I have prepared the house of the Lord.
还有一个那个说法是，我在苦苦的挣扎的过程中，我在准备建殿的材料。
Now I remember, long ago, there is a particular Bible version that I would like to purchase.
我还记得很久以前。有一种版本的英文，我很想要去买到。
That's before the days we have all the apps.
这是在我们所有的我们手机上面很容易得到的一些版本。
So I asked a brother to purchase for me, in a distant land, in the faraway country.
我也请一位弟兄在很远的地方为我去买这本圣经。
And in order to purchase his Bible, that he has to take taxis and there's no bus to get there.
他要去买这个圣经的话，那个店呢，他要乘那个出租车过去没有一个公交车可以乘。
And so when he came back and he, you know, is rather a very bulky Bible, that he has to lug in his, you know, he has to carry in his luggage. So when he came back and gave it to me,
所以他到这里来他买回来了之后带着这些行李，然后他呢把这个圣经给了我。
And then he said to me, "With much trouble, I got this Bible for you."
他就说，我是真是经历了很多的苦很多的苦难，然后我把这个圣经给你买到了。
And I have to spend my own money to take a taxi just to get this Bible.
他说，我还要我自己花钱乘出租车，专门为去买这个圣经。
And now to think of it, I felt really bad because I only gave him the money for the Bible, but not the taxi.
但我就想到这件事的时候，我想有点。亏欠他哈，因为我只给了他圣经的钱，没有付他这个出租车的钱。
But let me ask you this, brothers and sisters. When David said this, "With great pains and suffering and afflictions that I have prepared for the house of the Lord," is David telling God that you shortchange me?
我们要问一下弟兄姐妹，如果当时大卫他在讲这话的时候，他说我是在我的困苦艰难。痛苦当中在准备这个你的殿的材料的时候，他是想跟神在说，好像你亏欠了我，还亏欠了我。
Is David telling God that you owe me some?
是不是大卫在说，好像你还欠我的
？No, because we see that in First Chronicle that he said that only after this sort, for all things are from you, and we are have given to you that which is yours.
但是我们看到大卫他是在历代志上他确实这样说，他说我算什么，我的名算什么，竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都是从你而来。
Again, O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own.
所以这些他再次说到，神啊，我们预备这么多许多的材料要为你的圣名建造这个殿宇，都是从你而来的，都是属于你的。
So David is fully aware that whatever that he can give to God came from him.
因为大卫他实在是知道，所有的东西他能够收集的，实际上都是从神而来的。
So what is he talking about?
到底他在这里所说的是什么
？Well, in David's life, he indeed went through quite a bit of trouble to go. to build God's house.
我们也知道大卫确确实实他在要想为神建殿的时候，他也遇到了许多的艰难。
Here I just want to mention two places.
我只要提到两处的地方。
In some Songs of Ascent, in Psalm 132, he wrote that, remember David and all his afflictions.
他说，你求你纪念大卫所受的一切苦难。
I will not come into the tent of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give up sleep to my eyes, nor slumber to my eyelids.
我不进我的帐幕，也不上我的床榻，我也不容我的眼睛睡觉，也不容我的眼睛打盹。
Until I found out a place for the Lord.
直到我为耶和华找到他所寻找他的住所。
Until I found out a place for the Mighty One.
直到我为这个大能者找到居住的场所。
Don't you find that strange?
你觉得好像是不是有点奇怪？
Well, at least to me, that when I read this, I thought, well, until I found out where the tabernacle is hiding.
像我说，一直要找到这个会幕当时在哪里的，藏在哪里的。
So I sent people to look for it, and then Eureka, I found it, I'm happy.
这时候我派人出去寻找，哎，找到了，我应该很高兴。
But no, that's not what it says here.
但是不是这里，大卫不是在这里讲这件事。
It says, until I found out a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the Mighty One of Jacob.
他讲这里讲到的是，直到我能够寻到就是雅各的大能者的一个居所。
So where is his dwelling place today?
到底是这个神的他的所居住的地方在什么地方？
So of course, you know, Brother Joshua, he's here. He's dwelling among us.
我们邓弟兄啊，当然了，他应该是神就住在我们当中嘛。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me.
看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有人听见我声音开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
If the Lord is in his church today, what is he doing outside the door knocking?
如果主是在我们教会里面，他怎么会在门外敲门呢？
If he has found his resting place, why would he say the foxes have holes, the birds have the airs, birds of the air have nests, but the son of man have nowhere to lay his head?
如果主已经找到他的居所安息所地的时候，他主耶稣为什么还在说狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，但人子却没有枕头的地方？
Why is that when he comes into his father's house, the temple, the Zion, the Jerusalem, yet he spent the night at Bethany and not in Jerusalem?
为什么主耶稣他是来到耶路撒冷周宫，到圣殿里面，但是到了晚上之后，他却不待在那里，他反而是回到伯大尼，在那里过夜。
Perhaps something that we all can meditate upon.
我想这也是一些事我们可以好好的在这里所思想的。
So David, with all his might that he found where the Ark of the Testimony.
所以是大卫他找到了这个约柜。
And he want to make it a national affair. He want to bring everybody to celebrate this great moment.
所以他找到了约柜的时候，他想成为他们一个举国的欢庆，他想大家一起来迎接这个约柜。
So he got a brand new cart.
所以他造了一个新的牛车。
Just off from the dealership.
真是像那个汽车的卖车的样子。
With all the whistle and bells.
所有的东西都在上面。
Top of the line.
是最高档的一个车。
And then he put the ark on it.
然后他就把这个约柜放在这个车上。
And then when they came to Nachon's threshing floor.
所以他在来到拿根的这个禾场的时候。
And then the priest, one of them named Uzzah, and the oxen upset the hood and Therefore, the cart is about to tilt.
这时候牛车它在这个地方时候突然有点颠簸，好像这个约柜
牛蹄视角。
So he stretched out his hand to hold it, so it will not flip over.
Yeah, 当牛蹄视角的时候，这个乌撒呢，他看见这个约柜好像有摇晃，他就伸手要去扶。
And immediately the anger of the Lord kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him for the error, and he died there by the ark of God.
但是圣经却说神向乌撒发怒击杀了他。
It was supposed to be a joyous moment.
应该是一个非常欢庆的一个时刻。
And the music was playing, the people were dancing and shouting.
我们有音乐大家都在这里呼喊欢呼，还有在这里跳舞。
Just imagine it's such a festivity, a festival moment.
真是像一个欢庆的一个庆祝的一个场合。
Yet all of a sudden, that Uzzah was struck, and as if the air was out of the balloon.
这个时候突然这个乌撒被击杀了之后，就像这个气从这个气球里面漏出来了。
And I think David, he really blamed himself, and he is really sad.
我们相信大卫他确实会对自己有很大的自责。
And you see that Philistine can use a cart to carry the ark when they bring it back to the Israel.
你看腓力士人他可以用车才把这个约柜送回到这个原来的地方。
Other furnishings in the tabernacle, you can use the car to carry them.
你在做这个会幕的时候，完成的会幕时候，也是用过车，好像的台。
But not so with the ark of the testimony.
但是不是用在这个约柜上面。
And it has to be carried by hand.
它一定必须要用人的手来抬。
And sometimes, our good intentions, our goodness of heart, yet was rejected.
有的时候我们人的好心或者我们人的善意在这里没有被接受。
Sometimes we thought God wants the correct answer, but instead God corrected us.
有的时候我们以为好像神要我们得到一个从神那里一个好的一个答案，但是我们常常是被神来纠正我们。
Do you feel me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
有没有知道我在说什么吗？
And this is the affliction that David, I think, he suffered while he preparing for the house of God.
这是一个大卫。他的艰辛，他的困苦，在准备这个神的殿的时候。
But thank God he was corrected.
但是我们感谢神，因为他在这里纠正了大卫。
And this happened at Nachon's threshing floor.
因为在这里讲到就是在拿根的这个禾场上面所发生的事情。
What is a threshing floor, you might ask?
我们讲到这个禾场到底是什么呢？
Well, threshing floor where things are separated.
他讲到这个禾场的时候，就把东西开始分开来的地方。
And you know, there's a wheat and a chaff.
我讲到麦子或他的糠皮。
But I believe that also David's goodness of his heart and the will of God also separated.
在这里也讲到是大卫的好意，但是与神的旨意在这里是分开的。
David's eye and God himself also separated.
那个时候也讲到大卫和神他在那里也是分开的。
And this is not the last time that God will do the work of separation at a threshing floor.
我们讲到这个话不是第一次仅仅神在这里这个禾场上面做了这样的分开。
Because toward the end of his life, he conducted a census which incurred God's wrath.
因为讲到大卫，他在他的 有个过程中他也做了一些人数的调查。
And then, then Prophet Gath told David that you have sinned against the Lord.
那个先知叫该
加特是
吧？加特啊，加特啊，先知加特来跟他讲说你你违背神的旨意了。
So, make a long story short. So, God told through the prophet Gath that he is going to offer a sacrifice at the second threshing floor.
所以在这个上，为了纠正这个，然后先知也跟他说，你要去到另外一个就是禾场的地方献祭给神。
So he went to a threshing floor or Ornan the Jebusite.
所以大卫就去了这个阿尔南的禾场。
And then of course, the Ornan says to King David, "Oh, you can have it. It's free. You can have it to use whatever you want to offer sacrifice."
所以阿尔南他对这个大卫说，呀，你要到这里要这个地方，我完全都可以给你让你来用这个地方来献祭。
But David said, "No, absolutely not. No way."
所以大卫他却说，不要了实在是不要
I will truly buy it for the full silver. I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offering without cost.
说我大卫的阿兰说，我一定要用我的金银，我来去向你来买我不用你给我的这个物来献给神。
I will not offer burnt offerings without cost.
我不会用白得来的东西之物来献给神的。
What is the cost of our offering to God?
我们要献给神，我们所要付的代价是什么
？Is it time?
是时间吗
？Is it money?
是不是钱呢
？But I think our obedience to Him will cost us everything.
我们相信我们的顺服在他面前是胜过任何其他的。
Dear brothers and sisters, can we offer something to God that doesn't cost us anything?
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是我们要献给神的，好像是我们白白得来的呢
？And later, Solomon began to build the house of Jehovah in Jerusalem, in Mount Moriah, where he appeared to David his father, in the place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 3.
也在历代之下，就讲到所罗门就在耶路撒冷，也是耶和华。向他的父大卫这个显现的摩利亚山上，也就是耶布斯人阿尔南的禾场上面也是大卫所指定的地方，预备好了开工建造了神的圣殿。
Wait a minute, Mount Moriah, that sounds familiar, isn't it?
等一等，这个摩利亚山好像很熟悉。
Isn't that where Abraham offered his son Isaac?
是不是亚伯拉罕他在这个山上面他是献以撒的
Isn't that where God prepared a ram for that he called that place Jehovah Jireh?
是不是也是耶和华在那里提供了一只羔羊，也是说耶和华他是
Sorry, it's a ram.
Okay, 献了一只绵羊公羊
yeah.
是公羊。
So,
耶和华有预备那个地方。
If I have time to sit down with you one-on-one and talk to you,
如果我有机会跟你们大家坐在一起，我们互相彼此的交谈的时候
，I'm sure that I will hear difficulties and challenges in your life.
我相信你会跟我说到许多在你的自己的生活当中有许多的挑战，有许多的困苦。
I think.May the Lord takes what it is and turn into a prayer of incense before Him.
我们想就是让神来到来到我们这里，让我们现在所有的东西能够成为一个我们在他面前的一个祷告。
I have no answer to your pain and sufferings.
我对你所处的困苦也好，疼痛也好，没有真正的答案。
But I do know The prayer of incense brings us close to God.
但是我知道，确实知道，只有我们这个祷告成为一个香，能够呈现在神的面前，是神所喜悦的。
And not only individually, but may we
与神更亲近。
Not only individually, but corporately, may we be a material fit for His house.
我们不但是我们个人，我们作为一个整个教会一个整体，能不能成为建造他圣殿的一个材料
？May we go through troubles to prepare the material for His house.
也能不能让我们也是一样，经历痛苦的时候，准备为神的殿准备材料
？And my brother knows me that I will have difficulty giving a sermon without quoting a hymn.
我弟兄知道，我常常我在讲道的时候一定要准备。有这个诗歌哈，一定要诗歌放在里面。
So no, this time is no exception.
这一次的话，我也是没有例外。
So I would like to end it with a hymn by Keith Green.
我想我也结束的时候也用这首一首诗歌哈，叫做 Keith Green， 他的作者是他。
And I'll read it once through, and my brother will read it in Mandarin.
我用英文来念，然后弟兄用中文来念一下。
May my life a prayer to you. I want to do what you want me to. No empty words. No white lies. No token prayers. No compromise. I want to shine the light you gave through the sun that you sent to save us from ourselves and our despair. It comforts me to know that you are really there.I want to die and let you give your life to me that I might live and share the hope you gave me, the love that set me free. I want to tell the world out there that you are not some fable fairy tale that I have made up inside my head. You are God, the Son, that you have risen from the dead. Well, I want to thank you for being patient with me.It's so hard to see when all my eyes are on me. I guess I'll just have to trust and just believe what you said. Oh, you're coming again. Coming to take me away. And here's the chorus I like to repeat. I want to die and let you give your life to me so I might live. And share the hope you gave me.The love that set me free. May God of love set all free.
我们下面用中文哈，翻译过来的来，我们也来念一下，看看能不能配得上。就让我这一生成为你的祷告。没有，我要做你想要我做的事，没有空话，也没有善意的谎言。没有象征性的祈祷，也没有妥协。我要真是，闪耀在我要成为我们耶稣基督也是你的儿子，里面的这位救星的光能够闪耀出来，也从我们自己的绝望和我们自己的绝望中，能够真正的知道你真的在那里，是成为我们的救赎安慰。我要死去。好让我靠你赐我的生命而活，而分享你给我的希望和你的爱，使我得自由。我要告诉全世界，你不是预言或童话的故事，或者是我头脑里编出来的。你是永生神的儿子，你已经从死里复活了。美哉，我要感谢你，你对我的耐心。哦，当我的眼睛注视着我时，很难明白，但我想我必须信靠并且相信你所说的一切的话。哦，你会再来接我同去。我要死去，好让我靠你赐我的生命，就你赐给我你的生命而活，而分享你给我的希望和你的爱，使我真的得自由。
Well, let's draw near to him by singing this hymn and. And yeah, we'll end our meeting.
下面我们来唱这首诗歌，就是与神更亲近。
And we ask the sister to play once for us, and we'll sing together.
好，我们先弹一次，然后我们大家一起来唱。
Okay, let's sing together.
我们一起唱。
Near, among my God, to thee, nearer to thee. And though he be a cross that raises me. Thank you that you always try to get near to us.
主，我们感谢你，我们真是要与你常常的亲近。
Like ham gathering her chicks.
真是就像母鸡招拢小鸡一样。
But we are not willing.
但是我们常常不愿意。
But we are over there, we are over here, we are all over the place.
我们在这里，我们在那里，我们在所有其他的地方。
Lord, I thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们真是要感谢你，我们要赞美你。
Through affliction and sufferings, you brought us near to you.
真是啊，借着这些苦难、痛苦、伤害，但是你使我们与你更亲近。
And you're like that skilled tapper that you prune us.
你也真是一个啊，有非常熟练的一个巧匠，修剪我们。
And at the threshing floor, you separate us, you sift us.
你也正是在这个禾场上面啊，你来筛选我们。
Lord, that your sweet voice will cause every aching heart rejoice.
你那甜美的声音，你会使我们忧伤痛苦的心的人能够有一个得安慰。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。 Amen.